Learn how to teach your dog how to be a service dog.
Welcome to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, it is cold outside. Oh, my Lord. It's unbelievably cold. And that's going to really be a problem for those people who are normally in very warm climates and leave their pets outside. Even if you have a dog who's normally outside and the dog, for whatever reason, is now going to be, you know, outside your house and it's, you know, 20 degrees out. Don't assume that the little bit of fur that God gave your dog is going to keep him or her warm outside. So this is the time when if you have a dog who is an outside dog, which in my personal opinion, I don't like outside dogs unless they're made for it, but certainly if you have a dog who's used to being outside and it's now 20 or 10 or minus in the negative, you really need to bring the dog inside. The dog needs to have shelter, needs to have access to nice water that is not frozen over with ice, and it also needs to have enough carbohydrates and fat in its body that it's able to fight off cold. Now, of course, Rhodesian Ridgebacks and everyone who's been joining our show for these many, 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 many months knows that I breed Rhodesian Ridgebacks, but I also rescue a lot of dogs, and sometimes, unfortunately, the dogs who are outside, not my dogs because they're inside, but the dogs who stay outside, not that they're, you know, necessarily genetically having a problem, but temperature can frostbite ears, especially the dogs who have kind of thinner ears or long ears where the circulation doesn't get up there or they don't have a lot of fur on the outside of their ears. They can get frostbite just like people can. And you've got to really safeguard your animals so that your animals don't wind up coming down with frostbite or, God forbid, freezing to death. It's very, very stressful on their bodies. Well, we hear at this time of year, a couple of weeks after Christmas and a week after New Year's, that, you know, unfortunately, people tend to lose interest very quickly in some of their dogs. Some of the dogs started out as shelter dogs who were adopted by well-meaning families. And unfortunately, because the dogs didn't get the behavioral training or the behavioral help that they needed, those dogs are starting to exhibit the same behaviors that probably landed them in there in the first place. Case in point, just had a call today about a very nice family with a golden retriever mix in New Jersey. They rescued the dog. The second day, they noticed that the dog was being aggressive with other dogs. And the dog, unfortunately, is also being aggressive at the doggy daycare where they've just recently sent the dog. So the dog is now kicked out of doggy daycare. Well, we at United Canine Professionals, and everybody knows how to reach us, 855, the number 4, K9PROS, or the, you know, www.unitedk9professionals.com. We train the humans in order to affect the changes that can affect the behavior of the dog. So obviously this dog, this beautiful golden retriever mix, had behavioral issues before, and that's probably what landed him into the initial time that he wound up in the shelter. Well, regardless of what causes that issue, if we don't fix it, it's kind of like leaving a hole in your roof. And it might be just a little drip at one point. But if you don't fix that drip permanently and make sure that the drip doesn't reappear or worsen, chances are you're going to have a leaky roof. The roof is going to leak into your first floor. It's going to eventually get into other rooms on the first floor. It's eventually going to get into the second floor. And if you don't take care of it, the roof is going to collapse and you're not going to have a house left. So why with dogs do we expect that if we remove the dog from a situation that the dog is suddenly going to change? What, your roof is suddenly just going to fix itself after a month of leaking? That's not going to happen. And especially with an animal, because animals are like very much like humans in so many regards, where an animal will not change its whole behavior and its whole temperament because you tell them to sit. I mean, listen, it's fun telling dogs to sit, and my little Lexi, who we call little Lexapro because she makes everyone happy, she's one of my rescues. She was from Arizona. My good friend CJ found her. And, you know, unfortunately, had Lexi wound up in a different home, she might not have been alive. She was very fearful when I got her. But she's like the happiest thing in the world. We call her the Walmart breeder now. She's so happy. But she had a little bit of a tough road, and she snapped and was nippy. But I didn't give up on her. And, you know, unfortunately, many people do. And you can't blame people. Some people just, you know, shouldn't have a pet. They shouldn't probably have a goldfish or a houseplant. And they get a dog. But most people, I really believe, especially, you know, the people who have indoor dogs and understand that the dogs have certain needs, most people don't want to give up on their dogs. But what do you do when you have two or three dogs and one dog is constantly attacking the other? Or what do you do when you have the best dog in the world, but your dog, unfortunately, lunges at children or pees in your house so much that you can't even walk into your house without it smelling like a disgusting litter box? Well, something has to give. And that's why, you know, we at United Canine Professionals are so adamant about making sure that anyone or any dog we've ever worked with has a lifetime guarantee. This way, the dog doesn't wind up in a shelter in the first place. We don't want the dog to wind up in a shelter. He's our dog. He's our baby. And, you know, everybody understands what shelters are like. But I think those of us in the Northeast and in California ought to really visit some of the shelters in the Carolinas, in Texas, in Missouri, in Kansas, in Georgia, in all of these other areas where there are just such an abundance of unwanted dogs. And you know what's crazy? The dogs I've gotten out of Georgia, I've not had one single dog out of the tens of dogs that I've rescued. I've not had one that was spayed or neutered. So that is a big problem. It's not just for making sure that, you know, the dogs don't reproduce, because obviously that's a prime example, but the problem is that if those puppies are unwanted, then those puppies are in potential danger too. And the worst problem is how many of those little puppies die, and how many of the mama dogs die while trying to nurse the puppies or trying to just get them to grow up. It's so stressful. And, you know, think about a baby who didn't have a mother to nurse the baby. How long would that baby live? It wouldn't. Well, a newborn puppy who has a mother who's malnourished, who might have bad genetics from the beginning anyway, that puppy isn't getting enough colostrum, the first mother's milk, during the first 24 hours, especially if it's from a larger litter. And certain dogs, like, you know, like the pit bulls and all, those dogs actually might wind up in a very bad place because you didn't spay or neuter your dog. So we're going to talk more about that and discuss a little bit about the health issues that face us all and some training issues in a little bit. But we need you to stay tuned, because this is going to be a really great show. Could help save your dog. Please stay tuned for more from Shelter Dog to Service Dog.
Share the amazing stories of shelter dogs whose lives are changed by changing others.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial. No sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Share the incredible process of shelter dogs whose lives are saved and are saving the lives of special needs children.
And welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. And we're talking today about the weather. This has been this polar Arctic vortex. Boy, that's a scary sounding thing, isn't it? But it's seriously bringing cold temperatures to places that aren't normally used to this. And we have to make sure that we take care of our animals, even your house cats. Don't want to let your indoor-outdoor cats out for a long time because it's just so bitter that they could potentially freeze to death. We love our kitties. We love our dogs. Take good care of them. Well, some of the things that are happening because of the obvious end of the holidays and all, well, we're starting to see that normal, I'm doing literally 3 classes a day, every day, 7 days a week, rehabilitating dogs with behavioral issues. This is a big problem because a lot of these dogs were rescued from wonderful, wonderful places by wonderful people. But unfortunately, because so many of the people didn't quite understand how to take care of these dogs with their behavioral issues, the dogs ended up being, having issues. Well, we're trying to help these dogs. We're not trying to rescue dogs and then just euthanize them in New Jersey instead of in Georgia. We're actually trying to rescue these dogs to rehabilitate them and then train them to become the best dogs in the world, like what we do at merlinskids.org. And Merlin's Kids, as you all know, we rescue dogs like the ones that we hear from every day, and we rehabilitate those dogs, and then we train them to become service dogs for kids with special needs, especially autism and the PDDs. And those of you who watched me on the Today Show on Christmas Eve Day with the beautiful and wonderful Kathy Lee Gifford and Hoda, who is just amazing, and they're just gorgeous and chipper and wonderful. Well, they were really floored when we were telling them all the things that we did, and they were very surprised because Kathy Lee has 3 dogs, and Hoda's a dog lover. I mean, these are really people who are very savvy about animals, and unfortunately, people don't understand that even though a dog is little, that it still needs to have the same rules. It still needs to have some kind of goal, some kind of purpose in its life. And, some people out there, you're always going to have the people who, the people who thought they taught, I won't use names, but the fellow who they called the dog whisperer on TV, who's a very talented man, and who learned, I'm sure, wonderful things from his grandfather. But, I heard from about somebody who said that he actually taught the dog whisperer how to do what he did. I laughed so hard because I know who the person is. It's pretty funny. The problem is, instead of everyone trying to get out there and take credit for what other people have done well, they should go out there and they should be doing what they talk about. they should be going out there and rescuing dogs. Not one dog, but rescue thousands like I've done. Rescue hundreds like each of our members of UnitedCanineProfessionals.com. Because there's just so many dogs out there. There are 4 million dogs euthanized in shelters every year. Do the math on that. Think about that. That's crazy numbers. So instead of being a glory hound and taking credit for things that you never did, why don't you go out there and like a good guy a lot of you will know his name, Joel Osteen, who is on Sunday mornings. Joel Osteen has a great phrase, and I'm going to give him complete credit for this because this is brilliant. He said, if you can't be positive, then at least be quiet. You know, that is just such a beautifully put sentiment, very bluntly, and it makes sense. Instead of knocking what other people do, instead of saying, oh, that person's no good, do you realize we're all on the same team? We are all on the same team to save those 4 million euthanized dogs every year. And it's crazy to think about how many dogs are euthanized. And meanwhile, people aren't spaying and neutering their dogs. Why aren't they spaying and neutering dogs? They should be doing that. Now, I'm a big proponent, obviously, of rescue, but I am a breeder. But I don't breed 15 litters a year or 50 litters a year. I only breed one, maybe two, and that's only when I'm going to keep one. And I've got a bunch of people who are going to show and who are really going to be amazing, amazing homes for these wonderful dogs. Or I don't need to breed to make more. And I'm certainly not going to breed a dog who is not a champion or grand champion with a wonderful temperament and great pedigree and great health, because I don't want somebody's heart to be broken when their purebred dog winds up, God forbid, you know, passing away at 5 years of age, like a lot of golden retrievers and other breeds. You see these dogs that are, I mean, literally dying at 4 and 5 years of age, and it's not that uncommon. Same thing with rescues. Just being a purebred or a rescue doesn't change the genetics. If you're breeding really, really well, the dogs will tend to have better longevity. And we all know about something called hybrid vigor. Hybrid vigor is what happens when you have a dog or two dogs who are basically going to have puppies, and they're so different in their genetics that they wind up actually creating puppies who are really healthy and usually wonderful. And that's like what we call the F1, F like in Frank, F1 generation. The F1 generation of almost anything has, and I've studied a lot of genetics in college at Columbia University in 3 years, and the biggest thing is that if you understand why things happen and why things do what they do, you'll understand that the basics are that anytime you are messing up and messing with nature and you're trying to mess with genetics and trying to breed mixtures of mixtures, you're going to get in trouble. Sorry, people. I love my mixed breed dogs, too. I certainly have many of them. But please stop buying hybrid designer dogs. Because unfortunately, even though your puppy was lucky enough to get out of that place, a lot of them weren't. And their mothers and fathers are still stuck in puppy mills, or many times, I'm not saying all the time, but in subpar conditions. Because anybody who's breeding mixed breed dogs intentionally, you're not breeding to better your breed. That's why I breed. I breed to better my breed. I breed to have not just a Westminster winner, which I've already had, not just to have an AKC Yukonuba Championship winner, not just to have the only AKC Ace Award winning Ridgeback and youngest dog ever in the history of the award to win the award. I breed to better my breed, to make my breed more beautiful, to make it healthier, to make its temperament better, to make it more perfect to the standard that thousands of very, very experienced breeders have done before me, and me and after me. I don't breed to make money, because if you do it right, you know, I can spend $20,000 a year showing one of my dogs. There'd be a lot of puppies I'd have to produce to cover that. But we're going to talk more about that and about how you can select a great pet from your local shelter that won't even cost you anything. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Learn how to teach your dog how to be a service dog.
Hi, I'm singer-songwriter Fremont John, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com. You know how short time really is, and you don't have time for all the negativity and meaningless chit-chat that's out there on other talk radio stations. BBS Radio is your source to a world of inspiring information you can use. You are living on a timeline, and you need information you can use to help you live your dream. Request my song timeline right now. Buy my CDs at FremontJohn.com or CDBaby.com, and don't forget to friend me over on MySpace or Facebook. This is Fremont John. Thanks for listening.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Share the amazing stories of shelter dogs whose lives are changed by changing others.
And welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, we were getting on our little rant and tirade about different people and how they treat their dogs and about how to get a dog. Well, when you go in and you and your family decide, you know what? Mom finally gave in and caved after 10 years, and unfortunately, you know, at that point, Mom is going to have to take care of the dog, because as we all know, the kids go to school, Dad goes to work. Mom may go to work, but Mom is going to be the one responsible. So if Mom says, hey, you know what, I really don't want a dog, guys, please don't push the issue. Ask Mom if maybe you can babysit for dogs and get around dogs in another way, but the problem is that if the whole family isn't on target and isn't thinking in the same way, you have the potential for, you know, a dog to wind up being given up. Because if one person in the house doesn't want the dog, then that's in effect saying that, that if that whole burden falls on that one person, who's usually Mom, right? Mom's out there shaking their heads, yep. Well, unfortunately, what happens is, you are already taking care of your kids, the husband, you know, maybe an in-law who's living over, or whoever, the kids coming to visit, neighbors, friends. If you don't have time for a dog, don't get a dog. If you decide, and you really want to know, like, the criteria, let's go through some of that, because this is really helpful if you're looking for a dog, or if you're contemplating getting another dog for your dog. All right, so here's what we have to start with. First of all, look at the size and the activity level of the dog. So if you want a very active dog to go running with you, you probably don't want a tiny little dog like a corgi who's low, who may not be able to handle that kind of running, or a bulldog, English bulldog. You might want to select a mid-sized dog, maybe something the size of a lab, maybe a pointer mix or a hound mix that won't be crazy, but it'll have a good amount of energy when you need it. Remember, you don't need to have the dog bouncing off the walls all the time. So a good idea is try to match your family to the activity level and say, hey, you know, we're very, very active people, but you know, all winter, we really don't do anything because the kids are just into, you know, baseball. So in the whole winter, we don't do much. We just hang out. Well, just remember that you're going to create in the spring, summer, and fall, you're going to be creating an Olympic athlete, and that dog is going to have plenty of energy. And he's not going to care that it's now, you know, November, December, and baseball's gone, and all the other sports your kids participate in are gone, and, you know, you're not running because you go to the gym and you get on the treadmill now instead. That dog is still going to have that energy level. So you might be well advised to find a dog who's already a few years old. I know everybody always looks for the puppy, but the activity level of an older dog, and I'm not talking 15, although I do have my share of 15-year-old dogs, but looking at the activity level, if you choose a dog who's a puppy, especially for the first year, you really can't exercise him very much. Because if you take the dog out and you exercise him a lot, you could potentially blow his growth plates, cause damage later on in life, and especially if it's on concrete or pavement, which is very hard, it doesn't have any shock absorption qualities like it would if you were running on grass or on dirt where, you know, or sand where the compression of the joints is kind of, you know, muffled by the surface because the surface isn't rock hard. So if you have get a puppy and you want to run with them this summer and you're getting them this winter, you better be real careful because if you have him running next to you, you may wind up with problems. So please think twice about getting a puppy. Now, a puppy also requires obviously a lot more care. They're going to normally be chewing a lot between 4 to 6 months, and most dogs, even up until 10 to 11 months, especially on the larger breeds, where their molars and their premolars and canines are coming in, and it sometimes takes quite a while. Now, I've had, I don't even know how many people ask me through the years, why do my dog's ears crinkle up and they fly backwards and they don't sit right, they don't come down forward like a normal dog, they kind of fold. Well, normally, and that can be caused by a few things. Number one is definitely genetics. A dog with very short or lightweight ears, that the ears do flop, sometimes tend to crease down the middle instead of across. And when that happens, very often, the dog's ears will kind of fold back, almost like what you'd expect an Italian greyhound or greyhound to have, where the ears kind of fold and kink back. Now, one of the ways that you can prevent that, even with a dog who has, you know, lighter ear leather, what they call it, ear leather, is that you can give him some yogurt. If you're going to give dog yogurt, get something that's a good organic whole milk or part skim yogurt. And the reason we want to do that is many times the ear kinking is caused because of when the dogs are teething. Not just when the teeth are forming when it's a puppy, but as the teeth start coming in, think about how the growth happens. Because think about a little tiny, tiny puppy who doesn't even have teeth. And the teeth are starting to come in. And as the teeth come in, what happens? Well, the jaw gets larger. And the larger the jaw gets and the bigger the jaw gets, obviously, the more chance there's going to be for those teeth to need to grow bigger quicker. So on a longer muzzled dog, sometimes you'll have the calcium will actually come out of the ears and some of the other cartilage and ligamenture, and the ligaments will be kind of weakened because of the calcium that is coming out of the ears. So if the calcium is coming out of the ears and you're not supplementing it, in order for the bones and teeth and everything to grow, sometimes that can cause that ear issue where the ears don't kind of develop fully and they kind of fold back. And there's a third thing that happens. Sometimes dogs don't get the nutrition from when they're babies, when they're their first 24 hours, when their parents, when their mommy is feeding them, and especially if they're a rescue or if it's from a very large litter, sometimes mommy doesn't have enough colostrum, which is the first mother's milk, which is a very heavily fat-laden molecule, very big. And during the first 12 to 24 hours, the first 12 hours for sure, the puppy's belly and intestines have large pores. And the pores are able to absorb all of these lipoproteins and these fat molecules called colostrum, we have synthetic, we call immunoglobulin. But basically what happens is because the puppy wasn't able to get all the things that it needed from mama during that time, unfortunately, sometimes that can create problems not only for their ears, but it can also set them up for other issues as they get older. Some of the issues that it can cause immune system problems. It can cause a susceptibility to mange, both demodectic and sarcoptic mange. So if you have a dog who came from a shelter or from a large litter, even if it had the best parents in the world and the best shelter in the world, the best breeder in the world, very often, just because of the size of the litter, there wasn't enough colostrum to take care of those puppies. So we're going to talk a little more about the health issues that shelter dogs have in a moment. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Share the incredible process of shelter dogs whose lives are saved and are saving the lives of special needs children.
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Learn how to teach your dog how to be a service dog.
And welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, we were talking a little bit about how to get a good dog and how to keep your dog good. Well, we were talking about how to find the right dog. And certainly finding the right dog isn't always a magical formula. Many times it's really just walking into the shelter and seeing a dog who you never saw before. And what I tell my clients and my friends is the great thing about mixed breed dogs, this coming from a purebred breeder, the best thing about mixed breed dogs is you can get any mixture of any dog you want. You could get a Pomeranian German Shepherd, for goodness sake. You can get literally any dog that you want. And there's only one like yours. There aren't a million different dogs that look like yours. You can go and get a dog who's a Husky, and maybe he's mixed with a Schnauzer. Might be an interesting-looking dog. But these are all very, very important. Because, unfortunately, if we don't know what the dog's background was, it doesn't matter because we're not taking him to darn Westminster where Wyatt and all my dogs go. And guess what? My dogs don't care if they came from a shelter or a rescue or they were bred by me. They don't know. They're dogs. That's what's great about them. And you know what's funny? There are just so many amazing dogs. And that's what we do at merlinskids.org. We go into the shelters and the rescues, and sometimes even get strays. And we rehabilitate these dogs. And we train them to become service dogs for children with autism and other special needs. We do that all free of charge. We've been doing this for so many years. We've trained thousands of dogs. And the great thing is that every single dog that we pulled from a shelter is either a service dog or a therapy dog or an awesome, awesome companion dog for a special needs child or a wonderful veteran who's so deserving. And is it easy? Well, no, it's not easy. That's why we train people all over the country. And we have people in 37 states, and we have even somebody in Bulgaria. And I mean, that's a pretty cool thing. Let's face it. I mean, Gergana Tertsova in Bulgaria, she is actually one of us. We have people all over the world. And that's really, really just the coolest thing, because if we don't know, you know, let's say people in Bulgaria. Well, are dogs in Bulgaria going to speak a different dog language than they do in the United States? I mean, seriously, people. Dogs speak dog language. I call it dog-anese. So wherever you get your dog, I mean, I just did finished a client's dog, and this dog was from Kosovo. Seriously, it was imported from Kosovo from a rescue. How cool is that? It doesn't matter where the dog came from, because dogs don't have a language barrier. Dogs communicate by bumps and blocks and body postures and nips and grumbles. And that's how we at United Canine Professionals train our people to become natural canine behavior specialists, because we understand dogs and we are not so ego-driven that we think we've taught everybody in the whole world everything they know. Because, you know, I've learned more from dogs than I've ever learned from humans, including at my alma mater, Columbia University, where I studied animal behavior. And yes, it's one of the finest universities in the world. But you know something? You guys know I've lectured at a number of vet schools around the country, and I won't mention them on air, but when I get somebody who's the head of the animal behavior department who's got a dog aggressive dog and can't fix it, and they call me, you know, is it nice to know that I can help? Yeah. But it's scary, because that's terrible thinking that all these people who are in charge of teaching other people really don't know everything about dogs. Because we don't learn, like I tell my good friend Jonathan, we don't learn by talking. We learn by listening. So whenever somebody has an ego, you know what that usually means? An ego usually means that somebody's intimidated by the knowledge of somebody else or the potential knowledge. You'll have this a lot, unfortunately, with different rescue groups. You've got to really look up different rescue groups, because some of the rescue groups will talk badly about each other. And this is what I was talking about a little earlier in the program about. It doesn't matter which dog you're rescuing, just rescue. Save a dog. Save the life of a dog so that we don't have 4 million dead dogs next year again. So find a rescue or a shelter, and I do advise people to check into rescue groups, because the great thing is you have knowledgeable people about, usually about the breed, and even the all-breed rescues. These people are usually, there's always somebody who's a vet tech, somebody whose, you know, friend is a vet or knows things or works really closely, versus when you go into a shelter. Other than we have an amazing one here in Bergen County that I am so blown away by how they have changed in the year that I've been involved very heavily. And unfortunately, you know, sometimes the shelters, you know, and it's just because they don't even get that time to be able to spend with the dog. Most rescue groups have fosters. So the dog is already kind of in a halfway house and able to be observed. And maybe they keep the dog for a few weeks or a month or even 2 months. So you have a history on the dog. If you're looking for a dog and you're looking to rescue a dog, I'm so proud of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But make sure you rescue the right dog, so that the poor dog doesn't go back and forth between homes until finally the behavioral issue is so serious that you can no longer fix it. And it takes a lot before I can't fix a dog. But you know, dogs are so amazing, and they're so malleable, and they just want to love us. They just want to take care of us. And then sometimes dogs will take that a little too far, and now they wind up being aggressive, or they wind up urinating in the house, or they wind up with behavioral issues. And, you know, these people at shelters and rescues who are devoted, I have so much respect for, because they don't only talk the talk, they do walk the walk. And at United Canine Professionals and Merlin's Kids, we train people like that. We don't want somebody who thinks they know everybody, everything, and every dog, because nobody knows everything and every dog and about everybody. And if you think you know everything, it shows you know nothing. So we love the people who have so much expertise and who actually come out and they say, hey, you know what? I need help with this aggressive dog because I've tried everything and I can't figure it out. Those are the people we want on our team because they don't have egos and they truly have the best interest of the dogs at heart. So try to find a really good local rescue group or your local shelter and ask them the questions, how old is the dog? What kind of situations is the dog best in? And of course, the most important thing is, of course, you know, what happens if this doesn't work out? What kind of guarantee? Can I bring the dog back if it doesn't work out? And you'll find that if you follow on UnitedCanineProfessionals.com, we give a lifetime guarantee on dogs, and we also do discount for rescue and shelter dogs that are adopted versus you paying $3,000 or $4,000 for some mixed breed designer dog. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that after the break. And please stay tuned. From Shelter Dog to Service Dog returns in a moment.
Share the amazing stories of shelter dogs whose lives are changed by changing others.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Share the incredible process of shelter dogs whose lives are saved and are saving the lives of special needs children.
And welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, today we've been talking about how to pick the right shelter dog. Ask the right questions. Find the right shelter or rescue to work with you. And the coolest thing is that, remember, you're saving a life. And that's so important because if we're just perpetuating mixed breed dogs, and, you know, I've certainly spoken with enough people who call themselves breeders and are breeding mixed breed dogs, it's not that I have anything against mixed breed dogs. I have a bunch of them. But what I do have a problem with is, and I'm going to talk with you about now, is my good friend Dr. Temple Grandin and I have had numerous conversations about how mixed breed dogs, kind of continue on and work with their personalities and health and temperament and things like that. Well, what we have come up with is that the F1 like in Frank, F1 generations will be like, let's say the mother is a golden retriever and the father is a pit bull. Those puppies should be pretty good dogs. But if you then took a golden retriever pit bull puppy and bred it with another golden retriever pit bull puppy, that's called the F2 generation. F2s start having issues. They start having temperament issues because for whatever reason, the way the genetics combine and DNA, everything seems to start at that problem. Now we have these people who are calling them F1B. Well, it's a fancy way of saying it's an F2. Anything past mother is purebred, father is purebred, is going to be an F2 cross. So what that means is that because of that, unfortunately, you have a lot of genetic issues, a lot of health issues, get a lot of megaesophagus with golden retrievers and the golden doodle and those kind of puppies. You get a lot of health issues with many of them. And the other problem that you get is temperament issues, which means that we at United Canine Professionals get a lot of phone calls from the owners of certain breeds of mixed breed dogs. Because unfortunately, these dogs are not bred by a breeder trying to better the breed. They're all bred by people trying to make money because you wouldn't breed dogs unless that turned into a business for you. And if you're breeding mixed breed dogs, not that that makes you an evil person, but please at least do your DNA tests, do genetic profiling, check your hips, elbows, thyroid. Do a little bit of research. Make sure that the dogs that you've produced aren't turning aggressive and biting kids or getting dog aggressive when they get a little older. Follow up on them like a legitimate breeder would do, okay? Because there's so many great mixed breed dogs out there that, you know, I understand that people want a cute puppy. It's not the puppy's fault. And we love those puppies. It's not their fault at all. The problem is, though, that all of these puppies are not winding up in good homes. And basically, a lot of these puppies from these puppy mills or backyard breeders are ending up females having 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 litters. That's crazy. A legitimate breeder will usually top off at 3. Even if it's like the most amazing dog in the world, it's a, you know, grand champion, Westminster winner, you top it off at 3 because it's not good for a female dog to just keep having puppy after puppy after puppy after puppy. And eventually what winds up happening is not only does it take a toll on the dog, but it takes a toll on the puppies because the puppies aren't being raised by a healthy mama. And the healthy mama can support healthy puppies. But a mama who's had, 10 litters by the time she's 7 isn't really going to be strong enough. I don't care how well you feed them. I don't care what you do. You're not going to have the healthiest puppies because the mama's health is compromised. You can't possibly keep having a female. That's like having a woman with, having 20 kids. You can't keep doing it. Your body just, it's too much stress for your body. Can individuals do that? Of course. But most cannot. So what we want you to do is, yeah, go out and rescue. Now, we started talking about making sure that your puppy, if you are buying a mixed breed puppy, I would really consider going to the shelter first, but make sure it's not an F2 or F3. F3s, I've seen more golden doodle, labradoodle, F3 generations that are aggressive and that have very fearful temperaments. So even the F2s and F3s of these, golden doodle, labradoodle dogs are really, I don't want to say defective, but I'm going to say defective because they're genetically not strong. They have a lot of health issues. They have tremendous numbers of fear issues and fear aggression issues. So why do we want to do that when you can, go out and get the best dog in the world who's just sitting there waiting for you? The great thing is also about an older dog, you don't have to go through the housebreaking. You don't have to go through the chewing. Rescue that dog. He's going to be so grateful to you, or she. So it's really important for us to make sense. And, you know, the other part of that is bring your family and see how the dog is. And make sure that everybody in the family has a bond to the dog, not just one person. Because sometimes, as with any dog, you can have a dog that'll bond more to one person than the other, and then maybe that dog will start becoming protective. This week, I have literally gotten 15 classes, and all of the classes were aggression. Of course, I don't really do non-aggressives anymore. I like to do the big, bad, scary dogs, or the, especially fear aggression and fear. I love that because it's the biggest difference. But if you have a dog who's fearful, and, you know, it's not really a predictable dog because fear makes people and animals unpredictable because you're never sure quite what's going to happen. You've got to get help for the dog and not from a local obedience trainer. Obedience is fun and there's some awesome, awesome trainers out there. Remember, we're all on the same team. But if your dog has behavioral issues and it's jumping all over and it's barking at everything and it's starting to get aggressive and it's protective over its toys, or you see that it's fearful or it's got separation anxiety, call us at UnitedK9Professionals.com, 855-4-K-9-PROS, or at 855-HI-WYATT for Merlin's kids. You can get us because we will help you. And actually, if you have rescued a dog from a shelter or rescue in the last 60 days, you can call either of those numbers, those 800 numbers, and we will coach you for free on the phone. And if you get one of your dogs, if you get a rescue or shelter dog from an approved shelter or rescue that one of our United Canine Professionals certified natural canine behaviorist works with, you get that 800 number for free, and we'll even give you a discount for our services and a lifetime guarantee. We don't want your dog to wind up in another home. We want it to be in a forever home, forever and ever and ever, so that it breaks your heart in 10 years or 15 years when you finally lose the dog. It's so, so important to understand. And we are looking for people to start up in our next class in about 5 weeks. So if you or somebody you know is interested in training service dogs, therapy dogs, or in rehabilitating people's dogs and working with shelters and private people who, just like you, love dogs and rescued or bought a dog from a reputable breeder, and maybe they're having behavioral issues or they just don't want to have behavioral issues, contact us or tell people to contact us at UnitedK9Professionals.com, 855-4-K9-PROS. You know, it's been a great show. And it's freezing cold. Please keep warm. Keep your pets bundled up. Don't let them go out unattended for more than, you know, 5 or 10 minutes because they can get frostbite just like humans in 10 minutes. So please be careful. Tell your friends. Tell everybody to listen to our show. Facebook friend us and go on For the Love of Dog, which is on Friday nights, and From Shelter Dog to Service Dog here on Tuesday nights. And you have a wonderful, safe, warm week. Have a great day.
Learn how to teach your dog how to be a service dog